SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison telah merencanakan pemotongan untuk asupan migrasi Australia dan mengatakan bahwa kota-kota besar telah menjadi korban kesuksesan mereka sendiri. Memicu debat baru tentang populasi, Morrison mengatakan ia ingin negara bagian dan wilayah untuk memberinya jawaban tentang berapa banyak orang migran yang dapat mereka terima. Namun beberapa analis memperingatkan pemotongan migrasi hanya akan memperburuk kekurangan tenaga kerja. Berikut ini Gareth Bowman melaporkan. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison di Sydney menyampaikan pidato tentang penyediaan infrastruktur untuk populasi yang telah terus bertambah dan telah membuka kembali perdebatan tentang asupan imigrasi Australia. Morrison mengatakan negara ini sedang berjuang untuk memenuhi tuntutan infrastruktur dalam beberapa hal.
Australians in our biggest cities, particularly here in Sydney, but also in Melbourne and southeast Queensland, are very concerned about the rate of population growth. Not the existence of population growth, but the pace of population growth. The roads are clogged, the buses and the trains are full, the schools are taking no more enrolments. We have become, I think, in Sydney and Melbourne, a bit of a victim of our own success and in southeast Queensland.
Perdana Menteri telah mengindikasikan sebagai hasilnya jumlah orang yang diizinkan untuk bermigrasi secara permanen ke Australia mungkin akan tetap lebih rendah di bawah pemerintahannya. Ia telah menggariskan pendekatan yang berbeda untuk menentukan jumlah imigrasi.
Our permanent migration intake is currently running about 30,000 below what the existing cap is. In how we might decide what that cap would be in the future, my approach is to actually get away from the top-down discussions about population to set our intake cap and get into a discussion from the bottom up. Now, I believe that this is likely to end up in revising down the migration, permanent migration cap in Australia. That would be my expectation.
Namun sebelum menetapkan batasan baru itu, Perdana Menteri mengatakan pemerintah perlu, sebagaimana ia katakan, mengerjakan PR mereka dan memperluas terminologinya. Menteri Perkotaan, Infrastruktur dan Penduduk Alan Touch mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa pemerintah ingin memberikan lebih banyak suara kepada pemerintah daerah dalam pengambilan keputusan.
Instead of us at the federal level setting a top-down migration number, which then flows to the states and territories, instead we would ask the states and territories, how many people can you accommodate in your cities, in your states, and then we'll do that bottom-up aggregation and deliver those numbers as much as possible to them.
Dengan batas migrasi permanen saat ini sekitar 190.000 setahun, Morrison mengatakan ia akan menempatkan rencana migrasi ke negara bagian dan teritori bulan Desember depan pada saat pertemuan Dewan Pemerintahan Australia atau COAG.
So I have a very simple proposal. I'm going to ask them, how many people can your state, and break it down for me if you may, between metro and non-metro areas and regions, can those areas accommodate? I'd really like to know. And they should know. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 12 months from now. If you have a planning department, if they can't answer that one question, then you really need to think about why they're there. Because they must be able to answer that question.
Jajak pendapat dari Fairfax Ipsos baru-baru ini menemukan bahwa 45% responden berpikir jumlah migrasi harus dikurangi. Namun, spesialis populasi dari Universitas Melbourne, Peter McDonald, memperingatkan bahwa mengurangi asupan migrasi dapat memperburuk kekurangan tenaga kerja yang sudah parah karena meningkatnya jumlah baby boomer yang akan mengambil pensiun dari dunia pekerjaan.
The young ones coming in are smaller cohorts who were born in the 1990s. We have a labor supply crunch. Lots of investment contracts have already been signed for Sydney and Melbourne by business. There's a huge demand for labour. And Sydney and Melbourne will get that labour from somewhere. If they can't get it from international migrants, they'll get it from domestic migrants. So the effect of this will be to drag people out of Adelaide, Perth, Hobart, regional Australia to Sydney and Melbourne.
Profesor McDonald juga mempertanyakan apakah mengurangi jumlah migrasi dapat mengurangi dampak kemacetan di kota-kota besar di negara ini.
Sydney and Melbourne are now quite big cities, but their transport infrastructure is not consistent with their size, and that's something which has been going on for 100 years. So it's about the backlog in infrastructure. It has very little to do with population. It is a red herring. If we were able to cut, Sydney's population by 15,000 next year, what difference would that make to congestion in Sydney? Nothing.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.